from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk that talk, and we talk it like no one else. This is The Stinking Truth. Now, here's your host, Mark Schlereth.
So, excuse me, in Buffalo, that's kind of the idea. Excuse me, I get very emotional talking about right. the Bills and how they've just, you know, fallen short. But how about Brandon Bean coming out and responding to an anonymous executive? Oh, you got to love these anonymous quotes. An anonymous executive saying that Josh Allen was overrated, to which Brandon Bean responded by saying, quote, there are idiots everywhere.
Yeah. I agree with Brandon Bean. There are idiots everywhere. And, you know, and listen, man, Josh Allen is a tremendous talent. I believe that Josh Allen would be better in Buffalo, or they would be better as a football team, if they were a more balanced offense and quit relying on Josh Allen at the end of games to go win them everything. Like I, but that's me. That's my own personal football philosophy. I think that's true, and that can be true with any quarterback in the National Football League. Probably not named Mahomes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But even Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs were far more balanced toward the end of the stretch, or the end stretch, where they were, you know, going on to win another championship last year with Isaiah Pacheco and their running game. And you know, the fact that they really struggled developing a wide receiver, Rice was actually good toward the end of the season. But you know what I'm saying. So, I think that's true for anybody. But there's no question about Josh Allen's tremendous talent. The guy is unbelievably talented. And oftentimes I believe that he makes a lot of, you know, makes some poor decisions based upon they put him in a situation to go win us games.
But what category would you put him in? Okay, if he's not overrated, like what category would you put him in? Is there kind of a similar category to what you put Lamar Jackson in? Got a lot of heat for it, but the idea that Lamar Jackson has, there may not be another player that has more pressure on him than Lamar Jackson.
Right.
Because of the two MVPs and everything.
Right.
Josh Allen doesn't have the kind of regular season resume that Lamar Jackson has, but could you fairly put Josh Allen in that same kind of category that, hey, you're one of the select players in the NFL where there's a lot of pressure on you to go to that next level?
Sure, absolutely.
Doesn't mean you're overrated, but no. It means that, hey, there's a certain level right. of put up or shut up yeah. that you've now arrived at.
You've got a ton of pressure. And you're like, I would say, you know, was it Josh Allen's fault that he drove them down in Kansas City the last seconds to go ahead and what looked like a win with 13 seconds left, and they don't mortar kick, and they let them, you know, down the ball and not eat up 5 seconds on the clock, and then they give up the play to Travis Kelce and are able to kick a field goal to tie the game up. Was that his fault, or is that just malfeasance on the part of the coaching staff? Like, that would be really bad coaching. And I know that we can go back and forth with, you know, coaching decisions across the board. But yeah, he's got a ton of pressure to win on. Like, you look at Buffalo and you look at the history of the Buffalo Bills and you look at those four championship games that they went to and you know, got shellacked in all four of them. He's got a ton of pressure because of the history of the Buffalo Bills and the fact that he is one of the elite quarterbacks in the National Football League. You know, I mean, and again, one of the reasons I said Lamar has the most pressure is because there's more expectations with the MVP. And obviously, Josh Allen's been better in the playoffs than Lamar, from a record standpoint, completion percentage standpoint, touchdown to interception ratio, all those things. He's been better. But yeah, he's got to produce. I look at all the young quarterbacks with pressure. Lamar has a ton of pressure. Josh Allen has a ton of pressure. I think to a lesser degree, they have a ton of pressure, but lesser degree because of where they play. Trevor Lawrence has less, like, he's got a ton of pressure, but less because he plays in Jacksonville. And if Jacksonville doesn't make the playoffs, does anybody really? It's like, right, if a tree falls in the woods and nobody's around to hear it, does it make a sound?
Which, if you had to rank the quarterbacks in the NFL that face the most pressure, that it's like, okay, put up or shut up time in the playoffs.
Okay.
How would you rank them? And don't forget Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott's got a bunch of pressure because he plays for America's team. Lamar's got the two MVPs. So these would be the guys to me that would be the highest ranked guys. Right there with them, and maybe just as much, if not more, Aaron Rodgers.
Why?
Well, it goes back to the big boy table conversation that we had. If Aaron, like, and by the way, Aaron hasn't had great playoff runs.
Not lately.
No. So, like, Aaron hasn't won a Super Bowl in over a decade. I think it's over a decade. And he hasn't, you know, I mean, they lost a game to San Francisco where Jimmy Garoppolo threw the ball 8 times. Now, that's not Aaron's fault that they couldn't stop him on. But listen, man, you're going to have to produce and you're going to have to, you know, lead the Jets. And to go down, you know, you're always going to go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks that's ever played in the National Football League because of your four MVPs. But when we start talking about, you know, what are the differentiators, it's always going to be Super Bowls. They're always going to be part of that equation. And one Super Bowl doesn't get you on, you know, get you on the big boy table. That's just like, maybe I'm wrong, but I think he's got a ton of pressure. I think Josh Allen has a ton of pressure because there's big expectations. Then I think a notch below that, this is all off the top of my head, and if I'm missing somebody, I apologize. But then I think there's lower expectations for Trevor Lawrence. There's lower expectations for Justin Herbert. I would put, like, Joe Burrow, when healthy, has shown that he can get a team there. Right, and he's been to the Super Bowl, though they lost. But I would rank, like Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott, like Lamar, with probably the most Joe because he's been there right underneath them, and then the guys with less expectations, Herbert and Trevor Lawrence.
But would you put Josh Allen back up higher in that list?
Yeah, and Josh Allen,
okay,
yeah,
that top.
Yeah, Josh Allen would be on the
with Rodgers and
Rodgers, Dak, Lamar. I think all those guys are top tier guys. I think Joe Burrow's right underneath them because he's already been there.
Right.
And then I think it goes down to the guys with less expectations based on where they play. Like, there's, if you're playing, look, like, you play for the Chargers. You're renting space in the LA Rams facility, right? You rent out their stadium. Right. So, like, how much pressure can you have? Now, obviously, Jim Harbaugh brings some eyeballs and attention. But same thing with Trevor Lawrence. Who am I missing?
Is there a lot of undue pressure on Kirk Cousins, for example? I mean, yeah, there's pressure. But I wouldn't put Kirk Cousins in the same class as Dak.
No, because we all think that I think that we all think Kirk Cousins is a professional quarterback, really good. But you know, there's always going to be that Kirk Cousins caveat.
Right.
But,
right.
Although I will tell you this, if we're talking NFC South, I think Raheem Morris and the Atlanta Falcons win the South. I think they're the best team in the South. And I think they should have won 10, 11 games last year. And the quarterback situation in Atlanta cost them. And I think you know, part of the problem was Arthur Smith trying to accelerate the quarterback development of Des Ridder, where he should have just said, Des, I'm not going to let you lose games for us. I'm going to manage you, and we're going to run the snot out of the ball and do all that stuff.
You like Atlanta to win the South, but is the South like such a little kid's table that, okay, you won the South, but congratulations? Or do you look at them?
No.
Or do you look at Atlanta as a legitimate dark horse NFC team?
Yeah, I think, like, I understand that there is a bit of the, you know, little kid's table aspect to the South. I am the official broadcaster of the NFC South for Fox. So
get ready, folks.
Just
in
so you know,
Carolina, New Orleans,
I'm gonna be
Atlanta,
all,
Tampa.
I just have a feeling.
Mark Schlaer is coming
I don't know much.
Mark Schlaer is coming to your neighborhood.
Yeah, but I just have a feeling. I just have a feeling that this is going to be my beat.
Yeah. That's karma for your swim shirt jokes.
Yeah, well,
karma,
you know what?
Bitch.
It is. It is. So anyhow, you know, that's but you know, Brady's on board, so.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.